ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key and here at IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners a hearty congratulations because, as you know, for a lot of us, we have already entered the month of Ramadan. This could be the second of Ramadan. For many of us, today is the first of Ramadan. And as you know, Ramadan is a very special month. It is the month in which, there's a lot of distinctions. It's the month in which the Quran was revealed. And it is also the month in which we are obliged to fast. And there's a lot of virtues of this month. Perhaps we can address this as a question in some of our further programs. What are the virtues of the month of Ramadan? Today, we're going to be looking at a question related to this, and that is, what are the benefits of fasting? As you know, a lot of people inquire about this in general. What is the benefits of praying? What are the benefits of giving qoms, paying charity? What are the benefits of the hajj? And these are so on and so forth. So this is a general question. This question, we're kind of directing it towards the act of worship, which is fasting. But just by way, by way of precaution here, we'd like to remind our listeners that we don't really have a knowledge of the reasons and the causes for why a specific act of worship was promulgated and actually legislated within Islamic law. Right, this is something that all jurists, Islamic experts, and jurisprudence in Islamic jurisprudence have clearly mentioned, and that is that we don't have a knowledge. We're not speaking about the Prophet and the Ayyam alayhi as-salam. We don't have a knowledge of we don't have a knowledge of the causes for why they were these laws were prescribed. We have a knowledge of the, sometimes we have been given knowledge and we have been told of the benefits of certain acts of worship, but those aren't enough and sufficient to generalize. We can't say that, okay, for example, because fast, there are certain benefits of praying, it's good for our body. So somebody might say, well, I can easily exercise and get the same benefits, so why should I fast? You can't do that. These aren't the reasons why the act was laid out. Rather, they're kind of the subsidiary or, secondary benefits that kind of accrue from it. So the question we're asking today is, what are the benefits of fasting? Fortunately, we do have an allusion to this in some of the hadith. First of all, let's look at the spiritual benefits of fasting. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been reported as having said, "Fasting is incumbent upon you, alaykum bisawm. For verily, it severs the roots of desires and removes wildness from you." Meaning, it takes away the carnal desires. It uproots them. It gives us the power. It teaches us how to control our base and carnal desires. Right? This is one of the benefits of fasting, a spiritual benefit. Once we get this power, we are able to, in other times, when we're tempted by certain things, we can control ourselves and fight against our desires. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the benefits of fasting in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.